like we got.
I think we're about to be joined here by John Elway. He's going to take a seat here with us. Hey, John. Thank you for joining us here. I'll give you the microphone. You can hold on to that, Dave. I know you're getting a lot of questions about Peyton Manning. We'll stay away from that.
Okay.
Are you finding out now that you're here at the Combine getting some of these questions, just how difficult it is to repeat as Super Bowl champs?
Well, I think that we haven't started thinking about that yet. It's only been 2.5 weeks since we won the bowl, so I think we're going to still kind of enjoy that. I think that, you know, the difficult thing, obviously, it's a short turnaround. We got to start looking at next year and start looking how the roster is going to look with the end of the league year coming, and, you know, on March 7th, March 8th, that we got to start looking at the end of it and how this whole thing is going to shape out. So, you know, it's so fluid at this point in time, as you said, with Peyton, and we're giving Peyton his room and his time to be able to, think about what he wants to do. And he affords that. 18 years, you know, he deserves that. So we'll give him that space, and we don't need an answer just yet. So we'll continue to work on different guys, try to get Malik, Vaughn, Osweiler, Trevathan, and see what we can do in holding that defense together.
John, Bradley Roby and Shane Ray were both players that played huge dividends down the stretch for this football team, players that came through the draft process. When you're looking at players early on in this draft process, whether it be informal talks, the formal meetings, what kind of first impression are you looking for from these guys, and what are you looking to glean just from those first few moments?
Well, I think that number one, you get to see size. You get to see a lot of times, you get the actual very accurate size, height and, weight and hands and length and arm length and those type of things. What you don't know, you kind of guess until you get the actual numbers that we get here. So that's very beneficial. Plus, we get to see them run. And then we get 15 minutes with 60 of them. We can pick 60 out of the 300 to interview them. And so 15 minutes isn't a long time, but we get a little bit, open the door a little bit into what they're all about. And so that's kind of what we look for. And this is kind of the start of the process of, for the draft at the end of April. And so we go through this, and then we get back to Denver, we'll work on our free agents, try to get those guys signed and see what's out there in free agency once it opens and see if there's anybody that can help us.
Now, a month ago, the coaches, of course, were busy, so they couldn't go to the Senior Bowl and Shrine Game and all that, but you and the personnel staff could. And in terms of the interview process, how much of a jump start were you able to get on that at those All-Star games?
Well, our scouts get a big jump on there. And so, we get down there, and there's all our scouts are at all the All-Star games. And so we get interviews at all those, and our scouts spend all those times. And we don't I don't get time. There's not a set time to sit down and interview them. But our scouts get with the ones that we have targeted. And, that's kind of, as I said, that's kind of the first step.
We know that Von Miller is another free agent that you'd like to bring back. How have the talks gone with him? You mentioned that you've kind of exchanged some offers with him.
I'm real excited with everything. And talking to all the representatives that we've talked to, I'm excited about where we are right now. And, that's not to say that, things are going to continue that way, but I'm excited about it. I think that, we're not too far off. But as soon as I say that, maybe we are. But I think I'm encouraged with the talks that we've had with all our people so far.
With regards to the draft and the later rounds, this personnel staff has done a great job picking up Trevor Siemian, Danny Trevathan, guys in those later rounds. How much of an emphasis in your preparations do you put on guys that you can find in those later rounds? And how proud are you of the fact that the personnel staff has been able to pick up some of those guys?
Well, and that's where we're very fortunate. And our personnel staff, headed by Matt Russell, who's our director of player personnel, and Tom Heckert on the pro side, and Adam Peters on the college side with John Spytek, all our scouts. And so we're very fortunate to be, have a great personnel staff. I think what we do is we just concentrate, whether it's the first round, seventh round, to even the college free agents, they're all important. And so we work as hard on all those. And we know that, we got to be good in the first round. We got to be good in the fifth round. We got to be good in the seventh round. And be as good as we can. And because those are all players that hopefully will help us down the line. Fortunately, we're in good shape. And the fact that we're going to have 9 or 10 picks again this year with some compensatory picks that will be coming out here soon. So, and the more picks you have, the better off you are too. So we just make sure that, that first rounder, they're important. But also those guys, fifth, sixth, seventh rounds are just important too, because they play huge roles for us.
Both you and Coops last couple of days have talked about how the O-line needs to improve. And with all the stuff on the shopping list that you've mentioned in terms of keeping your guys, how important is it going to be for internal options like Ty, Michael Schofield improving, Max Garcia, to provide that improvement for the O-line?
Well, that's all part of the equation is, for the young guys to continue to improve. I think Michael came in there, he was put in a tough spot in his second year, and came in and performed, admirably, and continued to get better as the year went on. You know, he's a guy that we think has a bright future. Matt Paradis was really solid for us at center and really did a nice job. He's going to continue to get better. Max will get better. So we've got some young pieces in there that are good. We need to add to that and, you know, feel like, you know, we can get better in that area.
John, we'll let you out of here on this one. This combine event has really grown a lot since you were a player. You told a funny story last year about how there was a mix-up. You were receiving an award or something, and then the combine was going on at the same time.
I was there. I was actually going to a banquet, and at that time there's four different combines. It wasn't all combined here, and so they happened to be having one up in Seattle. And the next thing I know, I'm in the line signing into the combine. I'm like, whoa! I'm not here for the combine. I'm here for a banquet. So snuck out of there and didn't go to the combine.
Oh, gosh. Well, it certainly has grown, and we appreciate you joining us here and appreciate your time.
So. You bet. Good to see you.
Thanks, John.